Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Mind Over Matter. I'm Mastermind, but most of my guests will be calling me M. And I just wanted to do a little introduction of myself, what my show is going to be about. So I don't know if this is obvious or not, but, you know, UConn student, that's one thing about me. I am 20 years old and I'm a woman. And that is all the information that I'm going to give about myself right now. The show Mind Over Matter. So this show is going to be about a variety of things, but basically like hot takes about different things going on in society. I guess I should add, I'm a psych major, so just like analyzing different things about culture, what's going on. Me and my guests will be using like our life experiences to be tackling these different topics. So yeah, I think more so as the episodes go on and like I have my different topics, like it'll be like more clear what the show is about. But yeah, and I also wanted to give a little more insight into who I am. I just wanted to play a song for you guys. I don't remember if I said this already, but you're listening to WHUS Stores. Sorry, gotta throw that in there. Anyway, I'm gonna play a song that has been on repeat for me for like the last couple of weeks. And that is the song Organon by Men I Trust. So once again, that was Organon by Men I Trust. Love that song. Enough said. It's been the vibes. And now I am going to introduce my guest here with me today. I also just realized I like did not even say like what we're going to be talking about. So this episode, for my first episode, I was like, you know what? We need to talk about something big, something something that I have like a lot. We have a lot to say about this topic. And that is like hookup culture, dating in today's society, like our experiences, because me and my guest are in a similar boat in life. So I thought she would be the perfect person. So now I'm gonna kinda put things on her, and this is my guest Olivia. What do you wanna share with people?
Yeah, I'm Olivia. Can they hear me? Hi, I'm Olivia. I'm also a student here at UConn, and I'm a business major, and I'm
business.
Yeah, like, hit me up with your taxes and stuff. Yeah, so I'm excited to be here because I feel like we usually talk about this stuff in our free time. So
yeah,
we can talk about it for the world to know.
Literally, this is thoughts. Just an extension. Okay, so let's start about talking about current dating culture. dating apps. I feel like that's the first thing I have to. So, in my personal opinion, I hate dating apps. Sorry, like I think most people probably would like feel that way. But when I hear about those stories about like people being like, "I met my husband off of Tinder," like I'm sorry, like you got very lucky. Like that's not happening for most of us. Me and Olivia we're going to talk about this. We have a very interesting, I feel like, perspective or, like, position, because me and her both came into college being in long-term relationships. Now, we are not.
Being in one.
Yeah. We are now single. We are now thrown to the wolves.
Of dating apps. And I feel like also the dating apps have different, like, vibes to them. And all of them kind of just, like, they never work.
Yeah, they don't work. Like, okay, so, like, I feel like I would say, like, the trio of, like, dating apps for, like, people our age. It's, like, hard not to laugh. This is embarrassing. It's Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge. Let's start with Tinder. Tinder is my least favorite, but it's also like the easiest, and like I feel like the most of like the population of single people are on Tinder. But to me at least, Tinder is literally like an app where I feel like it's like hookups. Like
yeah,
it's
definitely.
Like I know that, like, on Tinder, like, and Tinder's, like, trying to, like, rebrand themselves as being, like, an app where, like, you can get into, like, long-term relationships. But I only know one person out of the many people I know who are on Tinder who got into a relationship out of it. And I just feel like it's kind of, like, unrealistic to get into a long-term relationship on Tinder, especially with the way that it's, like, set up, where it's just, like, I feel like you're not, like, getting, it's so rapid-fire that, like, I feel like you just, like, don't get the opportunity to, like, truly, like, get to know someone.
Yeah, I feel like with Tinder especially, it is all about, like, hooking up first, and I think they're trying to rebrand it so that you hook up and then you start to get to know each other.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of opposite to like what you would think would happen. Like you start to get to know each other and then you hook up.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like And it depends on the way you want to go. Like, if you want to hook up, and then if it works out, it works out. That's not, like, you met each other. I guess you did meet each other off Tinder, but, like,
yeah.
You met each other to hook up, and then you guys just got along, and now you're dating. Like, good for you. That's luck.
Yeah. I agree with that. And, like, if we're being honest, like, I mean, obviously me and you are a little different. a little bit. But my thoughts are just, like, what are the odds, first of all? Like, I just feel like, especially, like, and, like, also I want to preface this by saying, like, when we truly, like, get into this, like, I'm not a man hater. Like, I need to, like, make that known. Like, I don't hate men. I have a wonderful father, so no daddy issues here. Men, thank you, I guess, for your contributions to society. But in terms of, like, men our age, just not it.
I feel like, especially here, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just because we're at, like, a big state school,
mm-hmm.
but most of the men that I've, like, talked to or even, like, given the chance to hang out with have been so immature. And I don't know if it's just because I'm, like, mature for my age, or, like, maybe I'm not and I'm just, like, normal and men are, like, at a 12-year-old brain capacity right now. But
man hater. No. Oh, feminist alert. Just kidding.
No, I love men. Like, I'm the first to say it. Like,
yeah. She's a men lover.
I just, like, when I'm, like, actually trying to, like, talk to them, I'm like, damn. I feel like I'm talking to, like, a middle schooler sometimes.
Yeah. I would definitely agree with that. Like, obviously, like, we know, sorry, this is, like, not mean, like, this is just, like, a psychological fact that, like, women mature, like, emotionally and, like, I don't know, at a quicker level than, like, men do. Like, I'm not saying men never get there, but, like, they're a little delayed. So I feel like where we're at right now, and, like, especially, at least for me, like, I don't even know if this is just, like, as I get older, it's being more mature, if it's just, like, the different, like, experiences that I've had, like, within this, like, past year. But I feel like it's really, like, opened my eyes to, like, what I want in a relationship, what I don't, what behavior I'm willing to deal with and what I'm not. And, like, going into, like, the dating world, like, having high expectations, having, you know, what's the word? I don't know. I wouldn't say it's, like, respect for myself, but, I mean, it kind of is, but, like, yeah, I feel like it is. Yeah. Like, the amount of, like, I'm sorry, I'm not dealing with the shit that I used to deal with, like, 3 years ago. Sorry, not flying. Like, we've evolved since then, grown on some grown shit. And, like, I feel like it's hard because, like, literally, like, these men, like, I'm like, maybe, I'm like, fuck, this relationship probably would have worked out if we met, like, years ago, but, like, I'm just, like, I'm not, like, at that point anymore, because I feel like, at least, like, for me, like, I feel like I very much know what I want in someone, and, like, the boxes are not being ticked by any Tinder matches.
But I feel like people tell you also to try and be open-minded on these apps, like, just mm-hmm. give them a chance and hang out with them or whatever, and, like, if you don't like something, it's just because you're not used to it. But I feel like, especially being in such a long-term relationship with someone and, like, growing with that person from, like, middle of high school, for us, I guess, mm-hmm. to, like, start of college, like, you start to realize, like, what you're willing to deal with. And I feel like if you're not getting that right away from, like, a new guy that you're talking to, at least for me, like, I realize it's, like, okay to, like, not move forward with it because you need to, like, get what you want. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like if you've already, like, you've already dealt with, like,
for years.
Yeah, like, I'm not dealing with what I dealt with again. Like, no, that's just not in the cards. And, like, I, like, agree with that because, like, to me, like, I feel like the things that, like, I value a lot now, like, in a guy that I'm speaking to is, like, honesty, like, consistency, I mean, I want to say maturity, but I have not met this person yet, so yeah, I, like, this is my dream man I'm describing, guys. Like,
no, same.
But, like, I don't know. Yeah, I just, like, I don't like Tinder, and, like, along with just, like, everything, like, and I'm also, like, the type of person, like, my roommate, when she listens to this, she's gonna be like, yeah, because I'm like, I hate the dating apps, I hate them, and then I, like, I'm the type of person who will just delete it, download it, delete it, download it. That's the game I play for, like, a while. Then there will be, like, a decent amount of time where I, like, don't go on it for, like, a week. That in college time, that's a lot. A week, maybe a little bit longer. I don't know. Like, it's just, like, hard because, like, at the same like, also, too, this is something I feel like to discuss. Like, I feel like a lot of grown-ups are like, okay, the apps. Not only do they think, first of all, that, like, everyone's getting, like, catfished and, like, I feel like gonna, like, kidnap you off of these dating apps, but, like, I feel like they're always like, just meet someone in real life.
You know how
bro.
Hard that is? I'm not going, well, sometimes I'm not going up to someone, and because sometimes I do that, but.
And good for you. I respect that. I wish that was me.
Men don't go up to you unless, like, they're drunk at a bar. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, like, they're not just going to randomly go up to you unless, like, they have these huge, massive balls that, like, they just, like, want to, like, show off. So,
yeah.
Like, it's kind of, like, unrealistic unless you're drunk, low-key, especially mm-hmm. here, like, at college. Like, everyone's afraid of rejection.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier to be rejected on a screen than
yes.
it is to be in real life.
Yes.
But, and people will tell you, like, we're, like, hating on dating apps or whatever, and people will be like, just delete them and don't go on them. Bro, I get bored. Sorry.
Literally, like, okay.
And that's allowed, like.
Yeah, like, if I'm not having any interactions in real life, like, I gotta get that somewhere.
Like,
so.
I gotta get some attention. A man telling me I'm beautiful somewhere, like.
A little validation a day. It keeps the doctor away. Just kidding, guys. Value yourself. You don't need validation from men.
It's just fun. Sometimes.
Yeah. No, I like...
Every woman gets it. Let's be real.
Yes. Come on. Let's be honest with ourselves here. But I, like... I agree with that. Like, obviously, you're more bold than me. Like, I'm never, sorry, I'm not going up to a man. Like, I just can't do it. Like, that would just kill me. I'm just too shy. But
it depends on the day. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, let me do this real quick.
But I feel like it's true. And, like, also, when you're in class, like, most of the time you're in a lecture. So whether you're in a lecture or you're in a discussion, when you're in a lecture, the professor's literally lecturing at you. When do you have time to start a conversation with someone new? Like, you don't. Everyone's silent and, like, taking notes or doing other shit on their computer. When you're in a discussion, like, once again, I feel like people are either not talking or, I don't know, like, we're just talking about, like, what's going on. Like, it's not like, partner up, and then a magical love story occurs. Like, no.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
That'd be great.
Like, I feel like, too, like, and to what you're saying, I, like, saw something online in this Facebook group that I'm in. And someone was like, why don't men, like, go up to, like, women anymore? Like, it sucks. Like, there was this guy, and, like, I felt like we were kind of flirty, but, like, it wasn't, like, very, like, obvious. And, like, I just wish, like, more men would, like, come up to me and, like, ask for my number or, like, tell me I'm pretty. And, like, someone commented on that post and was like, well, like, this is probably going to be, like, an unpopular opinion, but I feel like it's because, like, a lot of men are, like, I mean, not only do I think, like, it's that they're scared of, like, rejection, but I feel like it's also because, like, they don't want to get labeled as, like, a creep or, like,
yeah,
have
say.
Someone be like, you're assaulting.
Is no,
that problematic?
I was going to say, there's, like, this stigma that, which, like, makes sense with everything happening in the world, but there's, like, a stigma that men who go up to women, like, they're going to be seen as, like, a predator or, like, something mm-hmm. like that. So, I mean, men probably, the good men, probably don't want to, like, have that
mm-hmm.
label on them. So it's, like, where's the balance between, like, I feel like at this point, like, women, because there's not really that stigma on women, I feel like,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of, like, I get it, but also, like, I don't know.
It's, like, a double standard.
Yeah, a double standard. Like, I mean, I kind of think about, like, I don't really want to make a man uncomfortable in this situation
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to go up to them. But can we also talk about, like, tension? Like,
oh, my gosh.
Like, unwarranted tension. Like, when you're, like, sitting next to a random guy in class and, like, you
unwarranted.
Feel
I eat that up, please. I love that. So, let's talk about this. Oh, my gosh. I wish my roommate, this happened to us, actually.
No, me and my roommate were talking about this, too.
Yeah, this happened to us, actually. This is so scary, because, like, imagine. I mean, not that, like, this person would probably ever hear this, but so we went to Price Chopper last night, and I'm not going to talk about the type of men that I attract, because later, that's for later.
That's a later
but
episode.
You'll know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's a specific, like, brand of men. And I feel like they're just, like, little shy boys. Like,
for real. Because we have similar.
Yeah, me and her have similar types. But this guy, like, so he worked at the store and, like, whatever, I'm checking out, you know, got to get some late night vague Cheetos.
Girl, not the Cheetos again.
She's a Cheeto hater. Shut up. Anyway. And I'm, like, checking out, and I'm like, it's not taking my card. Like, I've been waiting for so long. And, like, I'm just, like, staring at the screen, like, technology, come
on.
It's
a sign to tell you not to get those Cheetos, bro.
Oh, my gosh. Fuck off. And the guy, like, okay, like, I feel like this is gonna, like, not sound like flirting, but, like, as a woman, like, I just need you to understand, like, I'm not delusional. And, like, I will say that, like, loud and proud. I am not delusional at all. Like, I don't make up shit about what happens to me. Like, I'm not like, this man, he looked in my direction. He wants to have my,
He wants to have my children.
Yeah, he wants, like, no, that's not me. But anyway, so this guy was like, oh, like, it's just funny to think about because it was, like, subtle. Like, when it's just, like, it's, like, friendly, but, like, it, you know there's something
like there's
there.
Like, that smile and I was, and that eye
yes,
contact.
It's the eye contact. It's the smile. It's the way they, like, emphasize, like, certain words.
The
and,
body
like,
language.
Yes. Like, I just, like, felt something. Like, I kind of, like, started, like, sweating because I was, like, what is going on right now? Like, I felt, like, weird. And, like, afterwards, I, like, said something to my roommate, and I was, like, I think, like, she said something first, and I was like, thank God you noticed, because, like, I didn't want to seem crazy. But anyway, he was just basically, like, you have to go and tap, like, that button on the screen. Like, yeah, it's not really, like, clear to see. And I was like, okay. Like, I was like, okay, thanks.
The higher voice when a man comes over to
you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
No, I literally was like, thanks. Thanks, bro. No, just kidding. And then, like, we're, like, leaving, and, like, he, like, lifts up my receipt and, like, points at me and is like, you want this? And I'm like, no. And he throws it away, and then he like, makes... this is the part that got me. The rest of that before was, like, subtle, but also I don't know how to explain to you. The way that he told me, like, yeah, like, the button's, like, not in an obvious spot. Like, he sounded so smug. And, like, he sounded smug because, like, I feel like in his mind he was like, yeah, like, she needed help. Like,
let me save the dip.
And I stepped in. Yeah, this maiden needed some saving. And... like, then, like, he looks between, like, me and my roommate with this intense eye contact. And it's just, like, have a good night. And, like, I just, like, I was in shock. Because, like, why is this happening at, like, 10 p.m. on a Tuesday night? I did, like, why am I, like, why do I, like, feel some weird things in my body?
So next,
like,
Tuesday, we're going back to Price Chopper at 10 p.m.
And are we?
We're going to have another interaction.
Are we, though? Like,
yes.
Do I need that? Like,
yes.
And I just, like, looked at him, smiled. We walked out. My roommate's like, why was that weird? I was like, yeah. Yeah. But, like, that's the tension I mean. And, like, I, like, feel like as I'm describing it out loud, like, I don't know if it makes sense, but, like...
No, I get it, though, because I feel like also in class, like one time this guy, like, sat next to me and there's, like, so many seats or whatever, and he sat, like, right next to me, not even, like, a seat
mm-hmm.
in between us or whatever. And I just, like, felt like there was, like, tension. Like, you didn't know. Like, your feet are towards each other.
Yeah, I feel like it's, like...
You both, like, I feel like I can see you looking at me in my peripheral vision.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's just, like, a thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, for me, like, it literally, like, feels like energy. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it just feels like there's, like... There's, like, an energy exchange going on, and, like, I don't know. Like, I always feel it, like, physically. Like, whenever I feel, like, tension with someone, like, I feel like my body, like, gets, like, hot. Like, that sounds, like, weird. Hot and heavy. No. But, like, I just feel like I'm, like, warm. Like, because I'm, like, I don't know. I feel like you become very aware, too, of, like, your movement and, like, their eye contact.
And, like, how and, your like, outfit looks, too, even. Like, I'm like, damn, I need to, like, sit cross-legged like, and everything. Like, be a lady right now.
Like, yeah.
No, but I feel like the best part is like, when you're leaving and you look back and, like, you see them looking at you and you're like, yeah, damn straight. Like, and then I just walk out. And I'm like, yeah, I made an impression. Let's go.
I'm that bitch. Yeah. No, I love that. I'm not gonna lie. Like, if men, like, aren't gonna come up to me, then, like, I would enjoy having, like, some nice tension every day. If I could get that, like, I'm chilling.
I'm sleeping.
I'm sleeping like well. A baby. Yeah. Like, yeah, sweet dreams. I love that. So if any man listens to this, like, but, like, the thing is, like, I don't even know if it's something, like, that's purposely, like, done by the guy or like being done. Like, I feel like it's more so like,
yeah, I can't tell if a guy thinks this stuff too.
I think they feel it, right? I think they like, feel I it but know. Like, I don't think it's anything that like, because like technically when you're feeling that tension, like, they're not doing anything outwardly like flirty or crazy, you know. It's
they're
just like
probably
the
just
feeling.
Acting normal and they're like, bro, why is this bitch staring at me?
Shut up. No, that's not happening.
I need to know.
That's not how it works.
Men. Comment. Men. Comment.
Comment. Leave a like. Comment and subscribe.
Below. Comment below.
Comment below. Tell us, does tension exist between, do you feel the tension too?
It sounds like we don't know how to function like without a man, but I swear we do.
No, gosh, we do. This is just the topic of this like episode. Like, it's all like about this. Like, so, I don't know, but yeah, that's something that I actually enjoy in my life.
Tension.
But, yeah. Yeah, like, sorry, gotta...
Let's be real.
Let's see. but yeah, so that was, like, a whole spiral into, like, different, whatever. I feel like it doesn't matter. Like, this is, like... Obviously, this is the first podcast episode, but, like, I feel like podcast episodes, like, they're not that structured unless you're, like, interviewing someone, I feel like, and you have, like, questions. Because, like, I feel like it's just, like, having, like, a, just an open conversation about different things. Because, like, this sounds kind of, like, scrambled, but, like, trust, we're going to make it, like...
I mean, it all revolves around men and...
Dating,
yeah. Because I also... Okay. I'm kind of going into a new topic now.
Go ahead. Okay. Transition.
Like, I feel like dating in college, there's also this, like, stigma around men who date, and they're seen as, like, kind of, like, a pussy in a way. Like, they don't, like, men who want to date and, like, be in a relationship, like, all the guys around them are like, why do you want to date? There's so many girls here. Like, why are you trying to settle down or whatever? Mm-hmm. But it's, like, I don't know, like, same with some girls, too. Like, some girls are just, like, I don't want to date in college, whatever, which is totally fine. Like, I get
that.
Yeah,
valid.
Like, I don't really want to date right now, either, I feel like. Like, or, like, date, but not...
Side-eye.
I need to...
Side-eye.
Wait a sec to be in a relationship, because I feel like I need to, like, be with a guy for a while before we actually, like, put a label, you know?
Make sure that,
yes, everything's good, that, like, I trust them, whatever, because of shit from the past. But yeah,
I agree with that. And I feel like that adds in, like, from our, like, experience. Like, obviously, when, we both started, I started dating my ex sophomore year of high school. In high school, it's obviously much easier to, like, get into a relationship because I feel like there's less, like, getting to know the other person. It's like, okay, we talked for a month, I like you, we're dating.
Yeah.
And, like, I just, like, you can talk about your experience after, but, like, I just so happened to, like, okay, that situation turned into 3 years, which is crazy. That's literally wild to think about, like, now, especially just because, like, I just feel like I'm a completely different person. But, like, I feel like I definitely agree with you. Like, now, I feel like, too, like, I feel like people, like, didn't care as much about, like, who they were getting into, like, a relationship with. Because, like, probably because, like, we all, like, weren't thinking far into the future. Like, we're just like, yeah, like, this doesn't, like, really matter. But I feel like now, like, for myself, like, I've, like, just determined, like, if I'm going to, like, be in a relationship with someone, like, it's gonna be meaningful, and, like, I'm gonna have decided that, like, this is a good person to, like, be with, and, like, they have something to, like, add to my life, like, in one way or another. Like, it's not just gonna be like, yeah, we talked, like, let's date. Like, no, it's not gonna be that easy. I'm not gonna be someone's girlfriend, or, like, someone's not gonna be my boyfriend, I feel like, until they've proven themselves. And, like, yeah, in terms of, like, the people who might listen to this and be like, well, what about the woman proving themselves? Like, yeah, okay, like, that too. Like, we have to determine that we're, like, compatible and, like, could be, like, good with each other before deciding to, like, get into a relationship. And sorry, but not to pat myself on my back, but, like, I just feel like I'm a good girlfriend when I am in a relationship. So, like, more so, I haven't, so far, like, going into the dating world, it's never been, like, this sounds so full of myself, but it's never been, like, the guy being, like, I don't want you, or, like, I don't want to, you have this quality. Like, it hasn't been that. I feel like it's been me being, like, you don't fit my standards. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, goodbye. And, like, I feel like that has to also not only do with maturity, but, like, I don't even know if, like, most of the men I've, like, spoken to or, like, talked to are even, like, thinking about a relationship.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think they're, like, thinking that
long-term.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Definitely not.
Yeah. Like, no.
Yeah, I think it is definitely different. Like, it's way different in high school than in college. Because also in high school, like, you know everyone at your high school. Like, you don't have to, I guess, like what you said, like, get to know them as deeply when you start dating them or whatever. Because mm-hmm. I went on 2 dates with my ex, and we started dating the second day. He asked me to be his girlfriend, like, and then that turned into 2 years. Mm-hmm. So, and then I think also, like, when you break up with someone who you've been dating long term, it's like a clean break, low key, especially if you're long distance. So then you're
define
like,
that.
Like you're talking to them every day, and you have these habits with them that you've had for 2 or 3 years, like 3 years in your case.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a clean break, and you're like, what, damn, how do you date? Like, I need to, like, yeah. How do you date? Like, I haven't dated.
Literally, like, I don't have any, like, I don't dating. Have, like, Riz. Like, what is that? It's like, I just existed.
We've been single for, like, a year now, too. Like, both of us, I guess.
Yeah, it's about to be, like
a year. So, it's been a year for me. So, and I'm just, like, and I've, like seen other guys, I guess. But I haven't been in a relationship since then, obviously, because it's kind of, like.
Because it's not easy.
Yeah, like, how do you. And I feel like, also, there's, like, this lack of trust that a guy, you don't really know if a guy is all in. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for me, like, I love when a guy shows me that they're thinking about me throughout the day. And when I'm not receiving that, I just have all these doubts. And I'm just like, I can't be in a relationship with someone who I'm literally crying about. Because I'm just, like, an emotional person. Like, who I'm, like, crying about when I'm not even dating them. Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. I feel like, for me, like, I feel like I'm on, like, the other side of things where, like, This is low-key depressing. But, like, I feel like I just, like, it's very hard for me to, like, form attachments, I think, to the guys that I'm, like, speaking to. Like, I just feel like, to me, like, and I feel like this is honestly, like, a measure to, like, protect myself. But, like, I feel like the more, like, detached that I, like, am from, like, the people I talk to, and that's not saying, like, that I don't, like, view them as people or, like, that I don't, like, understand that, like, whatever, like, they're humans, like, with emotions. Like, I get that. I've never, like, not thought that about anyone, like, in general. But I just feel like when you, like, dated someone for so long and, like, I feel like you reached, like, such a level of, like, closeness and, like, intimacy with them because, yeah. like, they know, like, everything about you. Like, you're talking to them, like, all the time. Like, they're just, like, your person. So it's just, like, it's, like, weird, like, going back into the dating world and, like, speaking to different people, like, seeing what's out there, seeing what you like. And, like, it's hard for me to, like, I feel like I used to be, like, such, like, a dreamer. Like, before, like, my, like, breakup, like, I feel like I always, even before I, like, started dating my ex, like, I feel like if I liked anyone, like, it would be so easy for me to, like, envision, like, a future with them and, like, I don't know, basically be delusional, probably. That's what I'm referencing. And now I'm not delusional. So now I just kind of, like, I just take things, like, I guess, like, day by day with, I feel like, the men that I talk to. And I feel like I just also, like, let them prove themselves to me, like, through their actions. Because I just, obviously, like, I just am, like, a firm believer that, like, if someone is, like, interested in you and if someone, like, wants you, then, like, they will put the effort in to, like, make that be known. And, like, if someone that I like is, like, doing that, then, like, yeah, I'm gonna be, like, putting in that effort too. But I feel like when I'm first, like, getting to know someone, like, I kind of, I'd say, like, I match their energy. Because, like, since I'm not very, like, committed or, like, fully into it, like, I feel like I'm just kind of like, let's see. Like, let's see what you give me, and I will return that back. And then, like, we'll get to know each other, and, like, we'll see what happens. But, like, obviously, like, now it's going to be, like, almost, like, a year of, like, doing that. And, like, now I'm, like, sometimes, like, I feel like I get, like, the scary thought of, like, what if, like, I can't, like, what if it, like, I don't feel, like, connected with someone like that again? Like, obviously, like, that's not true. Like, it's going to, like, happen. But it's just, like, so hard to
picture it when it's not happening.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Exactly.
It's scary. Because then I feel like there's also, like, all these people around you that are in relationships posting for fucking National Girlfriend's Day or whatever the fuck.
Boyfriend's Day, that was absolute
depressing.
Yeah, that was depressing for the single people.
Or, like, movies and TV shows, and you're like, damn, like, this is so easy. But, like, it's not. Like, people find each other so easily, and then college. But then people are like, you might not even find someone in college. Like, you'll find them, like, what, in your workplace or whatever. And I'm like, bro, I want to, like.
Yeah. I, like, someone needs to, like, do a study of, like, nowadays, like, how are people meeting?
Yes.
The people that they
end up marrying. I don't want to, like, have kids and be like, yeah, we met on fucking Tinder, damn. Like, no.
Nah. We met on Hinge. He was my Hinge.
Like, I can't tell my kids that. I need to meet this man at a holiday party or some shit like that.
Yeah, and, like, I just also feel like, aside from college, like, there's not... Also, this is kind of, like, what I was connecting to earlier of, like, being in, like, the classrooms and stuff. Aside from, like, going to, like, the bars... And I'm not even going to mention frats. I'm sorry. No. Because my future man's is not... is not a pledge, sorry, he's not. But, like, I feel like that's the only way that, like, you get to meet someone, like, organically, and, like, that almost, like, it's not organic. Like, when you go to the bar, like, guys and girls, like, everyone's looking, I feel like, to, like, pick someone up, and they're, like, under the influence, and, like, I don't know, it's just, I feel like any, like, experience, like, at the bar, like, low-key, like, it just feels, like, grimy. Like, no, yeah. It's just, like,
the point is to meet someone, either make out with them at the bar, get their number, whatever, or go home with them. So, like, let's be real.
Yeah, but, like, aside from that, like, I don't see, like, many other situations where people are just, like, oh my gosh, whenever I hear stories about, like, I met my husband, I was walking outside, he bumped into me.
Like, that's
not real. I dropped
my
book,
I'm
he picked
sorry.
It up, and we made eye contact. And when we made eye contact, I just knew. Like, what?
Shut up. That's not real.
Yeah.
That's from a movie.
Maybe I need to get, like, run over by someone in a scooter. Like, and
not
then.
An athlete.
Yeah. I get run over on a scooter. I fall down. No, because no one they would scooter away. They would not even come back to check on you to see if you're okay. That's the modern day
love story.
And then maybe the love story is like you see them again at the bar and you're like, you fucking ran me over. And they're like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, let me do it again in the bedroom, bro.
Oh my gosh.
That's what they would say.
Yeah.
Everyone's just horny. No one wants a relationship.
Yeah, and that brings me to our next topic, hookup culture. I have so many opinions on this because
we're different.
We are different. How do I describe myself? I'm a nun. Just kidding.
She's celibate.
Yeah. I'm saying this on air. Celibate queen. Hey. That's me. Yeah, I'm celibate. So my experience with dating is also, like, I feel like different because, like, I already know, like, to me at least, like, I guess this is getting a little deep, but, like, to me, like, I just feel like, in my opinion, like, I would rather, we're talking about sex, PG, whatever, this is rated R, I don't know, is this PG-13, they talk about sex, I feel like, right?
I mean, we've said the word, like, fuck, so, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but, like, anyway.
So I think this is, like, rated R now.
Yeah, this is rated R. But, like, my opinions of sex are, like, to me, I think, like, if the... This is, like, so embarrassing, but, like, whatever. I'm hidden behind a screen, so no one knows my face. But, like, I just think, like, sex is better, like, if it's with someone that, like, you care about and, like, there's, like, a deeper, like, emotional connection.
Oh, it definitely is
Like, I just think that's, like, the best, like, that's the best scenario, and, like,
I agree.
I don't want to have, like, the most, like, mediocre or, like, shitty, like, sex with, like, men that, like, I don't even know. And also, like, there's, like, lots of, like, different factors that, like, go into play. But, like, sorry, the idea of, like, to me, of just, like, being used for my body, like, that's just, like, terrible. Like, that just, like, makes you, I feel, like, bad about yourself. It makes you, like, feel like you're an object. So, like, rather than me, like, I wouldn't say, like, this is being dumb. But, like, rather than me, like, talking to a guy and being like, ah, he loves me, he likes me, and, like, hooking up with him. Like, and then, like, him, like, dropping me, and then, like, that being it, like, I would just rather, like, not deal with that at all, and, like, it's not like I even, like, say to the men that I talk to, I'm never, like, I'm celibate, you're not gonna have sex with me, like, no, I don't even say that, because it never
actually, progresses to the point of it never, actually,
yeah, it never gets like to that point, because, like, no, because, like, I feel like I cut things off as soon as, like, it starts looking like that's the road that it's, like, headed down, because I don't care. I'm just not gonna do it. Like, I have no problems, no hate towards anyone who decides that they do want to. But I feel like just for me, like, in terms of, like, protecting my peace, I'd rather not dabble in that, which, like, yeah, it's fine. And also, like, it's kind of annoying because, like, regardless of how different, like, me and Olivia are, like, at the end of the day, like, we both want a relationship. And, like, I feel like that is not what most guys, like, this age are, like, looking for. So,
yeah,
like,
definitely.
I feel like I've kind of, like, just accepted, at least, like, for me, like, I know I'm not compromising my morals or, like, my beliefs on, like, relationships and stuff like that for any of underdeveloped man. So, like, I've just kind of, like, accepted, like, maybe, like, I won't be in a relationship, or maybe it's gonna be like this, like, until maybe, like, I graduate and, like, or until, like, I meet, like, an older man who's more, like, girl, mature. and like want similar things to me. But yeah, that's just my opinion. You wanna go into your thoughts on
hookup culture? Yeah, we've like talked about like we both do want a relationship, but I think it's also about like obviously I've definitely hooked up with some people, mm-hmm. and there are some regrets, whatever. But yeah, there's also like sometimes I think of it as not in the male perspective but the female perspective. The females are obviously also horny. We obviously also want stuff. Like mm-hmm. it's embarrassing, but let's just say it.
No, it's not embarrassing. it's life. So it's facts.
If you're at a bar and your goal is to, I don't know, have sex, then like I feel like it doesn't have to be that shameful. Like a guy's getting mm-hmm. what he wants, whatever, but I mean you're getting what you want. Well, I mean, not fully, probably.
Yeah, and that's the issue that I have. Like, I feel like if things were, like, if we, like, lived in a society where, like, I feel like men were taught to, like, care about, like, women's, like, pleasure more than they actually are, then, like, it would be different. Because yeah, if definitely. Hookup culture would, I feel like, be benefiting two people, at least on, like, a physical level. Like, you're both, like, getting pleasure out of it. But, like, I feel like the issue is... And, like, this is another problem of why I refuse to be disappointed. I'm totally, done with disappointment. Yeah. It's just, like, you go into the situation, as you're saying, like, yeah, women get horny, women wanna fuck. but, like, you go into things, and then, like, it's just, like, you're, like, bro, you got off. It was good for you. What
like,
about
congrats, me? Congrats, like, and now, some head, be a munch. Let's be real.
Like, what?
Can I say that? We'll cut it out if I can.
Yeah, we're going to have to revisit that later. No, I think, like, if we're speaking in general terms, because, like, yeah, no, there's but, some, yeah.
I don't know, I feel like.
No, actually, I think this is fine, you know, sorry, this is, like, a side note off of this, because this is obviously my first show. I think it only matters if you're broadcasting live. You can technically say, like, and talk about whatever you want, like, when this is just being posted to, like, Spotify or, like, yeah.
Like, call her daddy does it first, so.
Yeah, so, like.
They give details.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
No. But, no, like, I feel like, but also, a girl, personally, I feel like I know when something's just a hookup versus when I want it to maybe try and grow into a relationship. Mm-hmm. So when I want that, I feel like I definitely would make a guy wait.
Mm-hmm.
But when I know we're talking and we're hanging out, whatever, and, like, I'm inviting him back to my room or vice versa, mm-hmm. and I agree to that, like, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I feel like a girl, like, personally, I don't care if a girl just wants to, like, do what you want, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I've done what I, like, I've had my fun, whatever, whatever. But, mm-hmm. like, I don't know. I feel like a girl most of the time knows like what's about to happen. So I feel like when I am looking and talking to a guy or whatever, like this has happened recently, like I'm looking and talking to a guy, like we're hanging out, like mm-hmm. and like I know that I like want to make him wait for like home run and shit because like it's sex.
I know. I was just gonna say who. We can't talk about
this. You know who I'm talking about, though?
No.
Oh, okay, I'll tell you after.
But, oh, okay.
And then it ended up not working out.
Oh.
Yeah.
that was good, wasn't
and,
it?
And I was happy that I did not do that. Because I was looking to see if, like, we were compatible. But, I mean, there were some signs that he just wanted to, like, you know, do stuff. And then I was like, all right, this is good that it didn't work out and that I didn't, like, do anything.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, personally, and, like, with other girls, like, you know when you want something to work out. And if it doesn't, like, you're happy in the end. Like, you don't regret not
having like,
sex. I was so happy.
Yeah.
But, like, with other guys that I've, like, seen recently, like, I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like, this is, like, chill. Like, we're mutually, like, getting something out of this. Like, I'm good with it.
Yeah. I respect that. Would you say, this is, like, off topic, but, like, would you say that, like, actually, never mind. I know the answer to this, but I'm still gonna ask it for the people. Okay. Would you say that there's anyone that you've like talked to like since your last relationship that you were like disappointed that things like didn't work out? We're laughing because I know exactly who she's. Yeah.
Yeah, I can actually talk about it because they don't even go to school here.
Yeah.
So. And he'll never hear this, but obviously I'm not going to say his name, but...
Mm-hmm. There was a man.
There was a man, you know, during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Summer loving.
Hot girl yeah,
summer. Locked in summer.
Yeah, locked in summer, like, exclusive mm-hmm. and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like, vibed very well together, but he, I mean, he has a lot going on, like, I get it, but... I mean, I need to stop giving him that excuse because
yeah,
I've realized, but it is very disappointing. I feel like when you actually start to like have like a crush and like someone like that, and you know they like you to an extent, they like you and they're telling you they like you, and like you guys have very good like banter and like sarcasm and stuff, mm-hmm. and it like just works very well, but. The whole summer goes by and, you know, it just doesn't, nothing ever happens like that. But it is very disappointing because I feel like you kind of get, like, that glimpse of hope that, like, mm-hmm. you're going to be getting into this relationship again. You basically are literally in a relationship. Like,
yeah.
You guys are, like, doing stuff for each other, whatever. Until he doesn't tell his parents about you, but whatever.
Yeah, until... You drive to him
every single time.
Yeah,
and then you realize this, and you're like, "Damn!" But anyway, but yeah, and then I feel like,
fuck him.
Yeah. Well, even so, like that, and you guys still talk and shit. But even and you make plans to see each other during winter break. But anyway,
yeah, shut. Illegal. I'm arresting you.
But no, it's just like weird because. It low-key seems, like, better than it was with, like, your last relationship. Like, how you talk to each other. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, I don't deserve to be treated like this.
No.
But then I feel like, you're comfortable telling... Like, I've told him that, like... And, like, the fact that I'm comfortable, like, saying that to him, I'm like, ooh, is there a future?
No, I feel like...
It's delusion.
I feel like, yeah. Honestly, I feel like it doesn't mean anything in a way that you can, like, feel comfortable, like, telling someone that. Like, I feel like that's just, like, how it should be. Like, that's just the bare minimum, in my opinion.
No, it is.
Like, low-key.
I feel like you gotta expect that at this point.
No, we don't expect it, because we don't get it.
Yeah, true. Low-key. We get less than the bare minimum. Let's be real.
Awkward.
It is disappointing, though. That's my answer.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Obviously, my answer for that question would be no. I can't think of anyone that I've spoken to that I really liked. Oopsie. Sorry.
That's fine, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's good, honestly, because I feel like I still think about it sometimes, even though, like, I'm over it,
yeah.
kind of. But, like, I still think about it, and I'm like, damn...
But I feel
we
like,
did talk about, like, dating into college, like, for sophomore year.
Yeah,
and so,
I
and
remember
then it, like,
that.
Didn't happen, and I was like, fuck. Damn.
But, like, would you say, like, and I guess this even, like, goes into, like, thinking about past relationships, but, like, do you think that, like, it's worth it to, like, experience, like, that connection and, like, good times with someone even if things, like, don't work out?
Low-key, yeah, because, I mean, he treated me good when we were together, but when we weren't, he didn't put in effort. So I'm mm-hmm. like, so now I also, I mean, I already knew that before, kind of, I guess, but now I definitely know, like, I want someone that, like, really puts in effort with me to, like, try and even just, like, text me
mm-hmm.
or, like, make, or, like, come see me. Because, like, I mean, I live far, in my hometown, I live far from a lot of people when I moved. So, like, now I'm like, damn, like, I'm putting in the effort to drive 40 minutes to see these people. Like, they can make the effort to drive.
Yeah.
To see me.
What about also, like, your last relationship?
Like,
you think
I
it was worth
now?
It?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like, I don't regret, like, being in that relationship for, like, a second. Because.
Wow.
Yeah. No. It taught me a lot of stuff, just like about who I am, like as a girlfriend too, and like what I want as a for a boyfriend, and like how fast I want to move with someone, like stuff like that. And also just like qualities that I look for now. Like my last boyfriend was so immature again. Like, I mean, we were in high school, but still. And like going into college, like he was so immature. So now I'm like, I really need to find someone who I'm also like in college. Like I was downing or like a lot of stuff when where he was and stuff like that, just because he gave me a reason to doubt him. So I like need to find someone who doesn't give me those reasons. You know? How are you? You regret it?
I don't know. Like, I feel like
maybe it's, to, like, a certain extent, right?
I feel like it's, like, hard because, like, I do and I don't. Like, I feel like I regret it because, like, when you're, like, out of something, you just, like, realize, like, how bad it was and, like, how much you, like, deserved better. But, and also, like, I feel like something I've kind of, like, realized, like, this sounds so depressing and, like, so sad, but, like, sorry, guys. But I was, like, looking back at, like, pictures, like, on my phone, like, I don't know, like, I just kept, like, getting, like, memories popping up, not, like, of this person, but just, like, I went on, like, a trip, my mom, like, for her birthday, likes to go on, like, weekend trips, and, like, we, like, were in Maine.
What up?
We were in Maine, and I just, like, remember looking at those pictures, and, like, I feel like I could, like, I remember my emotions of, like, how I felt during that time, and, like, I feel like I realized, like, in my last relationship, like, I felt alone even while I was with him. Like, I just feel like I felt so lonely because of, like, how he was and, like, whatever, like, how he treated me that, like, it's honestly not, like, this sounds, like, so sad, but it's honestly, like, not all that different now, like, not being in that relationship. Obviously, when you're in a relationship with someone and, like, we were speaking, we were talking every day and stuff, but, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like if you don't have, especially, like, if someone's not, like, emotionally, like, there for you or, like, connecting with you, like, you kind of are, like, still going through life on your own. You still have to deal with all your own, like, problems and, like, all your own, like, shit, like, by yourself. Yeah. Like, if you don't have someone to, like, rely on. So I feel like I kind of regret, like, being with someone who, like, like you're together but you're alone. Like, I don't know. I regret doing that to myself because I just feel like that hurts you. But at the same time, I also, for the same reasons you said, like, I don't regret it because, like, if I, like, hadn't gone through what I dealt with, like, how would I have gotten to, like, where I am now? Like, because now I am able to, like, have these standards for myself, to put these boundaries in place. Like, it has definitely made me into, like, a stronger person. And, like, I feel like I was always very, like, I don't know why the first word came to mind was powerful, but I meant strong-willed. Like, I've always been, like, a very, like, strong-willed and, like, outspoken person, but I feel like it's sometimes hard to be that way when you're, like, in a relationship with someone and you don't want them to, like, I don't know, like, not like you for, like, standing up for yourself. But I feel like now I've kind of just, like, come to the point where, like, I don't really care, like, who it is. Like, I... Not to say, like, everything's about me and, like, I'm gonna be, like, selfish and stuff, but, like, I feel like more so, like, I'm able to, like, voice my needs, my boundaries, and, like, just kind of, like, be firm in that. And, like, I think that's, like, a respectable trait because, like, regardless of, like, what the situation is, like, now that I'm in, like, with for dating, I feel like it's gonna, like, serve me well, like, in the future, because if I, like, continue to have, like, these boundaries and, like, kind of these standards for, like, the men that I allow into my life, then, like, eventually it's gonna come to the point where I meet that man who meets my standards and hopefully, like, exceeds them. And, like, I feel like it's, like, exciting to think about, like, a future where,
like, meeting someone like that, yeah.
A future where that happens, because, like, it, like, not, it will happen, like, we're, like, 20
and hot.
Yeah. So I feel like we just need to, I feel like basically from all of this, it's just to, like, enjoy life, like, as it's happening, like,
be comfortable, like, leaving your comfort zone and, like, yeah. going to talk to someone because you don't know whether or not it's going to, like, be, like, the best thing of your life. So
YOLO. Literally YOLO. You only live once. We're young. Like, also, yeah, like, what's the worst thing that's going
to
happen?
Like, rejection, which, like, you just have to...
Suck it up.
Yeah, suck it up, really.
This to me is to, like...
You're going to get rejected from jobs. You're going to get rejected from boys. Like, whatever. Who cares? Like,
yeah, maybe I'm
cry about it at 12 p.m. and eat a pint of ice cream and then wake up the next day and you'll be done.
Like, maybe I'm going to be like you. Maybe I'm going to go up to men.
Do it.
If I see
them. We need a pair of best friends with mustaches. Yeah,
so if anyone's listening, no.
If you're two besties that have mustaches.
No, I'm past that. Just if... If you are a fine gentleman who has a best friend and you guys are just cool and, like, have good vibes, like...
And cute.
Hit us up. Yeah, cute. You know, the, like...
Like, let's be real.
Like, we look good, you look good. I got a duo for you that is gonna blow your mind.
Might as well look good together. Like, let's...
Yeah. But, yeah.
Let's go to Horse Barn Hill or something, like...
A date to the Benton? You like art museums, baby?
Look at some art together, hold pinkies and shit.
yeah, come on. I got a Pinterest board. I'm trying to, like, make reality, so. Anyway, but, yeah. I feel like, basically, like, the overall lesson of all of this is, like, shit happens. Shit happens, and it's life. But, like, it's chill. Like, we're both not sad.
No.
We're, like, we're not chilling. Sad at all, like, about our past relationships.
Which makes me happy. Cause it's very, like, yes. At one point, I was, like, just, like, I just wanted a boyfriend so bad whenever I was sad or whatever. And I say, like, give me a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know. It's
you're
jokes.
Chilling.
Yeah, I'm chilling where I am. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm definitely chilling.
We're happy single ladies.
Like. Yeah. We're just, like, doing what we want to do. And, like, it's... Like, as much as we want a relationship, it's also nice to, like, be at this age and just, like, be free.
Yeah.
Be free to, like, do whatever we want, meet new people, try new things.
Have tension with a guy.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here.
Oh.
But as we're closing things out, I'm going to let... I played a song in the beginning, and I'm going to let my guest, Olivia, choose a song to show the listeners who you are by the song that you choose. What have you been listening to lately? And we're going to play that. Oops. And then, yeah, that's probably going to be then. Then we're going to close things. So I'm gonna give her a second to
think
to do that.
So lately, I've been listening to The Smiths just a lot. I don't know why, but this is Pretty Girls Make Graves by The Smiths. There is a quick and easy way you say before you illustrate, I'd rather stay. I'm not the man you think I am. I've been. Yeah, so that was Pretty Girls Makes Grays by The Smiths. I just want to thank you for having me.
Yeah,
so
thank you for coming on.
Talking about what we usually talk about anyway.
Yeah, so. We'll definitely have to have you on again, but this is Mind Over Matter by Mastermind, and you're listening on WHUS Stores. See you next time.